Hello, welcome to Vanderpodcalypse Rules. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And we're here to recap this season of Vanderpump Rules, like many other shows, but not like them at all, but also a lot like them.
But almost exactly like them?
Yeah.
It's just different voices, sort of.
Yeah, just different people in chairs in front of microphones telling you what they think, and you don't get to say anything back.
Well, I mean, you could say it back, but we won't hear it.
No, don't say anything. Just please be quiet. And respectful.
Or be the opposite of that.
Ooh,
throw a drink in our face.
And body.
Don't throw a drink at your computer, though.
No.
Because I feel like this preview has a lot of drink throwing.
Drink throwing. Well, that's really a Vanderpump staple, is a good drink in the fucking face or technology.
You ready?
So obviously, if you're here and you're listening, you love Vanderpump Rules. So do we. Interestingly enough, not interesting at all. And we're just going to talk a little bit about who we are, why we're qualified to do this podcast, we're not, and then how we kind of got our start with Vanderpump Rules. So, yeah, Jason, you want to start?
I started watching Vanderpump Rules season two.
Damn.
Initially against my will, because my now wife, then girlfriend, was watching it.
Yeah.
And I like reality TV, but it's hard to... Really, it was hard to reel me in, and this show reeled me in because I love Los Angeles and I love seeing people work. I felt like people I would have seen maybe at an audition. So at that time, I really felt really connected to it, and I was like, "I'll get into this mess."
Absolutely, I literally have brought so many boyfriends and ex-boyfriends into the fold of Vanderpump. And you're welcome if you're out there just watching the shit out of the show.
You had legendary watch parties.
Yeah, I should really fucking get a cut from Bravo for how many people I've really turned.
Indoctrinated.
Yeah, that's right. I pat myself on the back. And you know what? Many women are like that too. Because I think it is hard to get into it. For me, I was never like a Bravo person until this show. I was always like, there's far too many seasons. I watch too much reality TV. I work in reality TV. I was inundated. But someone called me. I was not working. I was unemployed, like sitting on my fucking couch. And she was like, stop whatever you're doing, which was nothing. Turn on Vanderpump Rules, and this is what you're going to do for these weeks that you're unemployed. And I was like, fuck you. Don't tell me what to do. I'll chain smoke here and watch nothing. But I did. I tried it. And I think it's really hard, too, when someone's really excited about something, because you're like, oh, here we fucking go. And I have to listen to this fucking person's commentary. But I turned it on, and she was like, I promise you, you will love this show. It is better than Sopranos. It's the best show that ever was on TV. And I haven't seen The Sopranos, so I can't relate to that per se, but I was hooked and I watched it literally 2 weeks straight in my bed. After watching 2 weeks of Vanderpump and not having any other obligations, I wanted to throw drinks in people's faces. You know, I wanted to throw drinks in people's faces. I was volatile and I was going to like all the places that they went, because it's in our neighborhood. It's Stout. It's fucking the Belmont. It's West Hollywood. It all takes place in this like 2 mile area of our city.
And you could find us at Sir or Tom Tom or Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah, burning money.
Just throwing it away.
Yeah, just giving it to whoever's there, having subpar drink. And that's something that I would also like to talk about at some point. We've gone to many of these restaurants. We will go to many more. And we want to give you the insider's view on what goes down in these restaurants, what the experience is. If you can't experience it for yourself, which you should, but if you can't, come to us.
And maybe we know a cast member. We're not going to tell you who yet.
Maybe.
Maybe we've had hung out and worked on something and had some drinks.
Yes,
and
we did, and
befriended.
Talked some talk.
Yes.
Maybe I have their number in my phone, because that's how close we are to the show itself. Which brings me to a little bit more about us, too. We have a different podcast that is probably the furthest thing from a...
It's furthest, but I think because a lot of it is LA-centric,
yes.
I feel like if you're into disasters,
yes.
If you're into the bad parts of things,
yeah,
I think the Venn diagram, they do cross over.
Okay. I think you're right.
But
not exactly. It's a different vibe, I would say. And that's part of the reason I think we wanted to do this podcast, too, because this is a different side of our interests. Again, still very LA-centric, still very fun. It's fun to get those touch points. But anyway, this other podcast is called Ghost Town. So if you wanted to check that out, we must plug it. That's our job as podcasters and people sitting in these chairs.
Don't worry, the people listening to Ghost Town will have to hear us talking about this.
Yes.
So everyone suffers.
Everyone, that's correct. So does that feel better to you?
We've talked about reality TV. TV in general on it, because there's a lot of reality TV has a dark, I mean, it's all a dark side.
Yeah, it's all very multifaceted. And this show is the multifaceted.
No, that sounds right. That
thank
sounds
you,
good.
Thank you. Of shows, I think of any reality TV show I've ever had the pleasure of watching.
You could search out Ghost Town and you could find the reality show episodes.
Yeah.
And just listen to them and still get a little taste.
Yeah. I mean, someday too, for that, I would love to do like playlists of different episodes with different themes. We've done so many episodes of Ghost Town.
Over 500.
That I can, even you saying that, I'm just like, holy shit, I'm about to vomit.
It's nausea inducing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm sorry, world, for what we've put out there, but we're putting out more. You're welcome, in the form of this podcast, because I think this is something, again, yeah, we have these interests, TV, and there's nothing darker than some of the storylines on this show. And it all kind of weaves together to be this beautiful
mess,
love letter, whatever you want to call it. It is that. But especially, I think, this next season. I think we're very excited to get started on this next season because, as you know, if you're listening to this, of course, the seasons lagged for a little bit. Things lulled. People had been very produced in a way that they weren't before. And then, of course...
And everyone had money. Nobody needed to work. Not that they weren't worried. They didn't need to work at Sir.
Yeah. And they still don't, no. I would say. And they tried to kind of manufacture people who did work at Sir, did not work, obviously. If you're going to be on this show, you need to be fucking your way into this show. At this point, pretty much indefinitely. I can't even say that you could work at Sir and still get on the show. I think that's near impossible at this point. But this, obviously, season 11, I was in the throes of COVID when I heard about Scandoval. Where were you when you heard about Scandoval?
Well, I mean, my wife, Michelle, she's like, wait till you hear this. And a lot of it was like, there's a lot of, I think it was like maybe at first like blind items.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Dumois and stuff like that, which I'm not like, but you know, the Vanderpump Rules Reddit is hot. You know what I mean? So that was where I was getting a lot of my information. Mm-hmm. I think it was like a really great, it's a really great Reddit, it's a really great source.
Well, because shit is everywhere and they are everywhere. They live hard. And there's also some really wonderful, and maybe I'll make a list for this podcast someday, of other podcasts where they talk to producers of Vanderpump. And that's where I get a lot of my information. Also,
because you work in that world.
I work in that world, and I know people who've worked on the show. Yeah. And so I can get info that way, which I am happy to share because, again, I'm pretty far from Bravo itself in terms of me being a producer.
We were on one Bravo podcast, weren't we? Was that... Well, Amy...
I think you were...
I was on.
You
oh, yeah.
On. I was not on that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was on probably talking about... Probably Vanderpump Rules, mm-hmm. Amy Phillips's pod that she doesn't believe, she doesn't do anymore, but I was on a Bravo podcast once.
And and I think we love it. We talk about it all the time. Also, our friend LaKendra Tooks took over that podcast, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we might bring her in. We are always talking about it. I'm on 5,000 threads of Vanderpump stuff. So
and we have connections. We have very few degrees of separation from a lot of people just living in Los Angeles for as long as we have and working in this industry for as long as we have.
Is that promise enough for you to keep listening? Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. Don't throw another drink at your computer, though.
Don't do it. You need that computer. You know you do. But we're really excited to be here. Really excited to talk about this upcoming season.
And we won't do this every episode,
no,
by the way. We're not going to introduce ourselves. Just the first one.
This is it.
If people are like, what's the deal with these people? They'll have to just go here.
Just fast forward. Nobody cares. I barely care. So why should you? But you do care about the sneak peek of Vanderpump Rules, the teaser, the trailer, whatever you want to call it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Which it was outrageous. I think it premiered at BravoCon in Las Vegas December?
I remember my wife Michelle was planning on going until it was just the add-ons became so much. And then to try to get a room because she's a Vegas person.
She's a Vegas gal.
She's a poker player, so she's used to getting her – but it was hard to get a hotel. And after us, she was just like, I can't – I just can't deal with that.
No.
There's so much in my brain about Bravo itself. I've absorbed so much reality television. I mean, I could probably tell you about a lot of different shows. And sometimes I'm kind of like, who's right in this situation? Uh-huh. And that's how I started with Vanderpump Rules. It's like, wait, which one of them is – he's yelling at her. She's yelling back at him. Who's right? And that's how I kind of start is wanting to know who's right and who's
like,
wrong.
Everybody's wrong, baby.
But yeah, you find out that everybody's wrong.
Mm, that's the beauty of it. But yeah, I also – If you've been to BravoCon, please let us know what your experience was.
Oh, yeah.
Was.
Give us your – we love
– I want every
You could send it to us or you can record audio and we'll put it on here.
Yeah. We'll do it all. I mean, yeah. If you send us things, we'll use it because that's free content for us.
Yes. Will we exploit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For what reason? Not money.
Mm, very little.
And not even the love of the game.
I don't even need a lot of reason.
Yeah.
I'm just here, existing, using what you take and give me. But let's get into it. Let's get into the extended preview. This is what we've watched just now. It's fresh in our brains. And it was outrageous. When I saw it on Instagram, probably, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. I'm fucking juiced. I'm ready for this. It starts so fucking perfectly with a deep purple, a Lisa Vanderpump royal purple, a Austin Powers purple.
And just like our logo?
Just like
our logo. Just like the Vanderpodclips logo?
Did you like it? It's made by Brian Fernandez, my boyfriend. He painstakingly worked on this logo to make it perfect, a perfect amalgamation of Vanderpump Rules and Apocalypse Now. So also give us your feedback on that.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the movie Apocalypse Now, you don't need to be.
No.
But be familiar with the poster.
Yeah, just look up the poster, but keep watching Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Familiarize yourself with that show more than Apocalypse Now, I would say. I mean, but that's, again, what you're here
no
for.
No spoilers. The movie's been out for 50 years, so...
The movie could be a grandfather at this point,
yes.
So you're welcome.
And so could I.
And so could you. Not me, just a hot old mom. That's where I'm at. But give me 10 years and we'll figure out where we're at. But anyway, so it starts with this like beautiful purple, and then like we have these glass pieces, and then we've got this like glass shattering motif, which I love because it's so fucking dramatic, it's so fucking cheap, and so like Lisa Vanderpump restaurants.
And a lot of screaming faces. And my initial thought as a hater, because mm-hmm. I'm constantly a cynic, like I'll mm-hmm. always put things under the microscope. I saw the breaking glass and mm-hmm. I saw the screaming and I was like, are you going to deliver? Mm. Because sometimes you get a lot of that and it's just a lot of like mid complaining.
Absolutely.
But I admit when I'm wrong,
the hairs on the back of my neck.
I was dead wrong on this one.
I was so excited. I was so titillated, I would say, because we've got the glass shattering. Because we've got the glass shattering. We've got Lisa with her whatever dog she has now. We've got more glass shattering. We've got Get Pumped. I am. We've got Tom Sandoval shirtless whipping his hair back. And you're like, yes, please.
A few times.
Ariana throwing a drink immediately. This is the first 5 seconds of this trailer. And I think she's from her like single AF shoot because she looks – I don't like how she looks on that shoot. I think she's much more attractive than she lets on in that shoot and on the cover of that book. Doesn't matter. She's pissed off. Then we've got Katie with like an air horn of some kind. Katie out here, boots on the street, just whatever. Then we have the text to pick up the pieces. And then we have Sheena, Ariana, tears, people storming out. We're picking up momentum. Another text, exclusive, sneak peek. And then we've got all like the glammed up cast members. We've got like beauty shots of them, great lighting, whatever. James Schwartz, Lala. Then we have Katie, and she screams.
There's a lot of screaming.
She just screams. It's not at anyone. It's literally to the viewer. She's just like screams in her like glam shot. So like these lives are being shattered.
She looks good.
She looks. I mean, Katie has.
Everyone looks good. I mean, what am I going to say? But she looks really good.
No, Katie has found a haircut that has finally worked.
That's
for
the thing.
Her.
Is like fucking my favorite haircut. Of her hairstyle, of her.
If it's not your favorite haircut, you have fashion issues.
But she does a couple of errors where I was like, okay. Can you look back and you're kind of like, yeah, okay. And some kind of looks like, I don't know.
No. I mean, Katie, too, who's a gorgeous. I mean, they're all fucking hot, but like, Katie is very gorgeous and seems like she has a style, like point of view, but it just like, does not hit, especially with her. She has so much hair. She has like a giant head of hair. Like, you have to like thin it out, but she looks like very like 90s, like Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Like, she looks very fucking. I'm
Heathers and oh, pump up the volume,
yeah,
like that
right
kind of.
Behind your ears, like a little body wave, but not crazy.
I like it.
Everyone likes it. If you don't like it, I don't know what's up with you.
Then you don't like the 1990s.
That's
you're
right.
Like, I'm fine with that. Why would
I
care?
You're like, we don't live in that era, so great. Anyway, so Sheena's screaming. Everyone's screaming. It's like fucking fever pitch. And then all the glass on the purple just fucking shatters and says, starts now. Of course, I'm like fucking jacked. I'm like ready to fucking go, right? And then we have Ariana, and she's with her girls, and she's got this like voiceover. If I can survive what I thought was the worst case scenario, I can do anything.
This is probably if Scandoval didn't happen, the sneak peek I don't think we would see would have a lot of Ariana in it.
No, she's someone who I've met a couple of times, lovely person. She's that person on like a Bravo show who is the normal person that I don't want to particularly watch on TV.
But you don't, you like.
Yeah, you like, but that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to watch my friends on TV because they're boring. I want to watch unhinged fucking psychopaths.
People that I would not want to hang out with in real life for too long.
No, not because you can, they vibrate narcissism. And she doesn't do that for me. And I'm so happy that she's been fucking collecting those paychecks. I know people are like fucking hating on that. Like, I'm sorry, this is a reality show personality who was really like mid for most of her time on reality TV. She didn't even want to be on the show in the beginning, but now she's on it and she's fucking arguably the most famous person on it, except for the guy that cheated on her, who's also famous, but like, he's not on Dancing with the Stars. She almost won Dancing with a Star. Like, fucking, she should be collecting on this every fucking penny she should be collecting on. And she is, I think. I don't know.
I think everyone probably is a little bit thankful that this happened in a way.
Yeah, as they should be.
Because the last season was not...
It was not good.
Previous was like not good.
It was not good.
I was really checked out for a lot of it, unfortunately.
Well, as you... that's the thing. It's like you can't... You can only overproduce whatever fucking theme party... You only do so many theme parties a fucking year.
Where Tom dresses up in different outfits.
Yeah, he's like different eyeliners. And listen, I guess there's a place for like those, but they can't be the centerpiece. But now we have this like real fucking fucked up shit. And watching last season, because all of this happened mid-season, so there were already episodes out, so they had scrambled to like re-edit what was left of the season.
You're watching it in a somewhat of a real time.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, produced television, usually it's already, you know, locked and stuff like that. It's like, oh, unlock it.
No, unlock it. Fucking, exactly. This is not a fine cut. We're going back to the basics. We're re-editing the shit to like, see Raquel in an elevator. Like, we want to see all of the things, all of the signs, which we did, which they did a great job. I wish the reunion were like 6 episodes. I had so many more questions, I feel like, that were unanswered.
Yeah, it was an okay reunion. Mm-hmm. There wasn't like glass breaking.
No,
it was glass like kind of like maybe cracking,
like a little
crack. but not shattering for me.
We need shattering, yeah. And I think I thought going into this season, I was like, oh great, now it's kind of fallen off a little bit. It's mellowed out, and thankfully that doesn't seem to be the case.
No,
which is great. So anyway, so we get into kind of these like little nibbles, little previews. We've got James with the in the sand being like, don't go over the line. Because
anytime they're in a sand situation like that, I was like, there's going to be a fight. They've never been in that position.
Don't bring Vanderpump to the beach.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
Or do. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think they're all like a little day drunk and they're all fucking on each other's shit in the beach because you can't be in like a separate room. You're all just on the shore. Ready
and sand
to,
in there.
Right. Faces and eyes and drinks.
It's all suntan lotion.
Exactly. It's all like oily.
Stinking kinda, up
like,
the place. Love
those
it.
Wraps and big sunglasses. Sheena, probably like tons of sunscreen, I would imagine. So we've set the scene, right? And then Schwartz telling Sandoval to go out and date and him being like, yeah, I should do that. And it's like, great. These fucking codependent, narcissist, toxic fucking bros are back at it. Very happy about that. And then we have the scumbag and cheaters thing, right? Fucking Sandoval just like elephant tears being like, scumbag and cheater. Can you believe that? It's like, yeah, bitch. Who can't believe that?
Yeah, that you're
welcome.
That and you did that.
You're fucking welcome. You're a tired 45-year-old man. Like, you should be taking everything. You should be Ariana-ing it up. Like, you shouldn't just have a podcast. Like, endorse shit. Like, you're the villain. I don't know. Go on House of Villains.
Yeah.
Do things. And then we have maybe Ariana kissing Sheena. So we're getting a little bit of, I don't know, like sexual fluidity.
Yeah,
that seems
yeah.
like a theme.
The spectrum is a thing.
Which I like because historically the show has been very sex negative. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind is Ariana being bisexual, but like hating her body and her vagina and like not dating women. And it's like, yeah, fucking date someone. Or Jax is fucking Miami like sugar daddy. Everyone on the show is, I think, at some level. Let's start seeing that because we've already exhausted everyone's hetero hookups. Like, come on, let's get into it. And we do. Okay. So we've got Joe. Joe makes a first appearance, which I am really excited for Joe.
They really kept her hidden.
They did.
They really did that.
I think Joe, from what I've learned from Blind Items, is unhinged. And like the interactions that I've read about, especially at Schwartz and Sandy's, where she's like, I'm fucking Schwartz's girlfriend. You should know who I am.
I wish we were there then.
Ugh, I wish I was there too. Are you kidding me? Every day of my life, I wish I was there. That's your chair.
Maybe.
That's right. I can't wait for Joe because she's the crazy. We've suffered quite a loss since we had Kristen leave us back in season 6, I think. around there. And we need that unhinged. We need that bleeding heart person. I mean, I think we found it in Danica, but she was very short-lived, didn't make much of a splash. But I think maybe Joe could be that factor, that it factor that I'm craving.
You need that Joe.
I need Joe.
You need a cup of Joe right now.
Nice, hot cup of Joe.
Hot, messy cup of Joe.
Yeah, please, please, please. And then, okay, Lala, of course, trying to insert her own storyline. As you might imagine, I'm not a Lala fan. Talking to Lisa about sperm donors, which is like, Lala, come on, fight. Get out. We don't care. Like, we don't care. But I did love what Sandoval said to Lala about when Stassi got pregnant and then she got off birth control. And I'm like, here we go. Are we going to see that play out again?
Do you think we'll see Stassi?
I would love to see Stassi. We're going to see Jax, though.
Yeah.
Right? That's
been interesting to have him in the trailer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think seeing Kristen last season doesn't even count for me. I don't want her mellowing things out. I don't want her burning sage. I want her getting drunk.
Burning, but not sage.
Yeah, not sage. Burning up, combusting in front of us. So that didn't even count for me. I know it was a very hyped up scene, but it didn't do it for me. Then we have this love triangle with Schwartz and Katie and this blue-haired woman, which, yeah. I'm like, great. Okay, Katie. Katie's dating women. Love that for her. Schwartz dating anyone. Hate that for everyone. Hate him. I hate Schwartz. Fuck Schwartz.
But maybe, hold on, maybe this season, by the end of the season, you'll change your tune.
No.
No?
No. Also, let's get more of Ariana's hot boyfriend in there. I don't need more Schwartz.
What if he wants to come hang out and have some pizza with us?
Yes, yes. Hi. Love you. Yeah. Be in the podcast. I want to talk to you about everything. But until then.
Yeah.
If you want to make things right, Tom Schwartz, if you want to make things right with me, Rebecca, you're going to have to reach out. You're going to have to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to figure it out when that happens. And then the big Vegas thing, and this is the thing that everybody is talking about, where Schwartz reveals on camera that he and Sheena made out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, as historically, everything bad happens in Las Vegas to the Vanderpump Rules cast. We love Vegas. Bring them all to Vegas. But I'm flagging this as maybe bullshit.
You think it's just like a whole lot of nothing?
Yeah, I mean, fucking Sheena's married and Schwartz would do it, I'm sure. But I don't think, I think it was like a spin the bot. I think this is a thing where Schwartz is trying to manufacture his storyline, much like Lala and the sperm donor. I just don't believe it. It reeks of shit to me.
I guess we're going to find out, though.
That's right. We're going to find out. Anyway, then someone says nothing in this group ever stays a secret. Joe says, are you embarrassed of me? Hopefully not, because I'd love to see way more of Joe. Then we have Tom in some kind of like infrared glasses situation.
Scream therapy or something?
I don't know what's going on. He's on the ground. I'm like, what?
It seems like some
Tom
kind
Sandoval?
Of scream therapy, if I had to guess.
Fucking fine. Let him do his
anything
like,
but regular
shit.
Therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And then someone says Tom is still in love with Raquel. It's our first mention of Raquel. She's obviously not on this season. Wish she were, but
I'm
glad
bummed
she
about
isn't.
That. I know,
but she's so fragile, and she really was never good TV. Unless she's having sex covertly with Tom Sandoval, like, she was never good TV. It was always very sad to watch her. So I hope she gets the help she needs. I hope that. Will we miss her dynamic in a way? But
she kind of lit the fuse.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have Ariana and Tom and their big cohabitation fight. She says, my lawyer will be dealing with you. And she refers to her children, which I want to say is eggs, but feels more like embryos, which I don't think that they froze embryos. I don't think that they froze embryos. I think it's just her eggs. But it's a tease, of course, because it sounds very hyped up, like they made embryos or something or like whatever. Or maybe they're talking about their dogs.
That's what I kind of thought. Just,
but it's great. Obviously, it's great for the trailer. And then Lala, of course, classic Lala being like, oh, Tom cheats on her and suddenly she becomes God.
So yeah. That's how it kind of, that's, yeah. I thought it was very interesting. So,
of course it does.
I was wondering, because it's not happening live, is the pushback going to happen? There's got to be some pushback. There's got to be some jealousy.
Yeah.
Because it's been kind of like Ariana all day and night. I was just wondering, would it happen enough in time when they were filming that the pushback would happen? But it seems like by the end of the trailer, there will be.
Yeah. And also, like, I kind of figured something like this would happen where it's like Ariana can't always be the savior. They're all bad people, right? And they're bound to get jealous by the attention that she's gotten. And Lala especially, holy shit, getting a little resentful of her. And again, I feel for Ariana, holy shit, what a horrible thing to have happen to you, but like also what a great thing professionally. So you can't feel too bad when you're cashing those checks and like you have this like new hot New York boyfriend. Like you're fine.
Well, you want to ask the eternal question. If you can go back again, would you, if you knew that was happening immediately and then just get away from it, or would you stick it out knowing that it would change your life?
You would stick it out. You would.
Stick it out for a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Yeah, you'd stick it out for nothing. But like, the pain is worth it. The pain was fucking worth it for her. And she's not dating Tom Sandoval anymore.
Right. So
I was a giant Tom Sandoval head. I fucking loved him. But it's like you're better off now. You're an actual commodity for people versus a supplemental cast member that was mildly sane. Like it's a beautiful thing. And you're better off. But I love the dynamics that have switched because now, of course, because they're all filming again, they need to be around each other again.
That's our private jet.
That's just, our PJ.
That's our PJ
just
flying up.
So
yeah.
We're going to wrap it up pretty soon because we've got to go. But I get how people would be mad at her now because she's still angry. She's still pissed off at him. But they're all becoming friends again like they do. But they're all becoming friends again. Like, they do every fucking season. They do this, like, little reset. Obviously. I mean, Jesus Christ. Kristen and Stassi were friends again. They all became friends again. After, I mean, it took a
just
little
like
time.
Just like real life. I mean, that happens in real life. You have these big blow-ups. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's for life.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a grudge for life. And but sometimes it's kind of like, what were we even fighting about?
Yeah. No, and also, we all get paid to fight. So let's get paid to
be friends.
Be friends for a little while,
until we fight again.
Yeah, that's your job.
And then there's more episodes of Vanderpodcalypse now.
That's right. That's where we come in to kind of leech off of the pain, the sorrow, and the good times.
Don't
worry,
we have our own pain.
Yeah.
But that's for somebody else to do a podcast about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Line up, people.
And, I mean, subscribe to the follow, the Instagram, and, mm-hmm. and subscribe for we're going to be recapping the episodes and then doing other things revolving around the show, some of our own inside stuff. Mm. We got some inside stuff. We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have any
stuff. Yum. I know. Doesn't that sound fun? I think that sounds very fun. Yeah, we'll be recapping after every show. It's going to be very fucking fun. And if you have any suggestions too, like anything you want to hear or whatever, obviously we're not doing anything but this, so please.
Please DM.
Please DM, as they all say. please DM
as
us.
All the 40-plus-year-olds say.
That's
now.
That's right. Could you, by chance, kind sir, DM me in my DM box? And we said, absolutely. So stay tuned with us. When are we doing this? After every...
Yeah, pretty soon after every episode, you'll get something.
Maybe the day after or something?
And then there's going to be more... There's going to be plenty of content.
Yes. We'll iron it all out next episode where we'll cover the show that comes before season 11, which is the Secrets and Lies, which is a recap of pretty much all of the dynamics that were in play for the past 10 seasons. So that should be a lot of fun. So come back and join us for that.
And this has been Vanderpodcalypse Now.
Signing off.